I'm exiting the subway at DuPont Circle, headed towards the huddle of chess tables, when I run into Gaston Neal, who's coughing as if trying to shake something. He's also a poet from Pittsburgh and the same age as my father, and like him, a former junkie and thief. And he's hip in his dashiki and black turtleneck, his beret cocked at the coolest of angles. I say, Gaston, I've been rereading Sterling Brown, and Gaston starts telling me about he and Sterling getting drunk together, his sandpaper voice more raspy than usual. But now his hands are conducting the conversations, and I can forget about playing any chess. But I've already heard that story, and about Gaston being locked up in Ezra Pound's old room at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, and Coltrane driving Gaston to the hospital after a fight behind the Crawford Grill, and Gaston rapping to Langston Hughes on the phone at Owen Dodson's house in a thunderstorm. So I say my mother saw August Wilson on TV. Now Gaston says, one day, me and Rob Penny was hanging in front of Eddie's restaurant, you dig? August had just quit high school to become a poet and was inside writing and peeped us and came to ask us to let him hang because we were the hippest cats in the Hill District and poets besides. And I know the restaurant because it's where I go to find my father every time I return to town. He says, man, August bugged us so much, finally we said, okay, you can hang with us tomorrow. And August lit up like a fresh cigarette. Next day we roll up to Eddie's and August is waiting in a tweed sports coat with elbow patches, a pipe between his teeth. When we saw him, we fell down laughing. Gaston starts laughing, then coughs again. I ask, what's the latest from the doctor? But he just hacks and coughs. His scarred hands, which have pushed both pens and needles, are suddenly silent, knowing malignant cells zip through his arteries like cars around his circle. He glances at his watch and says he has to go. The evening sun glows on the horizon like the tip of a cigarette about to burn out, and we hug for a few beats longer than usual. And for those few beats, to a driver stopping at the traffic light, the two of us could be a father and son, saying hello or goodbye.